Blog Talk Radio.
Decide to get married. It's a pretty exciting time, but it also brings up a lot of hard questions. One of these questions is, how exactly are you and your spouse-to-be going to merge your money? The first step in doing this is to start discussing your financial goals. A good exercise to get this going is for each partner to make a list of his or her short-term goals, like paying off a credit card, getting a new car, or even going on a vacation. Then begin to list your long-term goals, like retirement or having a baby. From there, you should be able to determine which of these goals are a priority to both of you. Then, once you've identified these goals, you can focus your energy on achieving them. This is Gil Michelle.
That was your Black Money Minute, presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com. To get more information and receive our free newsletter, visit BlackMoneyMatters.com.
Man, you gotta get that swag up in it. Cause you can't make money and still be looking broke. Yeah, it's single production. Blaze. I want you to tell them what it's like when you go shopping. Tell them,
let's.
It's so exciting when I see a couple bombs that I'm liking.
What you do?
Yeah, big cash, no iPin. Yeah, straight cash, no swiping. out of stress for when D&G and I picked out the best for
flash shopping.
So where you think we fresh for? LV squares got me looking like a chessboard. Yeah, fam, that's checkmate. I had that color last year. Yeah, you got them creps late.
I'm just catching on, blame, man.
But what do you expect, man? From a connoisseur of the press plate. Time to go shopping on my own. I'm a loner. Swagger's insane. Now it's bipolar. So many stars in the folder. So jump up this wave. I'm the owner. Yeah, they know where it is when I come around. Belt and creps, fam. I could have bought a run around. When I come around, Converse All-Stars, yeah, I had to dumb it down. Yeah, fam, I had to dumb it down. But just wait till it's summer now. What you've seen is exclusive colors. You ain't got this, it's the new shit, brother. And I don't care about your wave, you can keep it. Where you get that trap star top, it's a secret. I was in that switch with a white chick. With like five jibs on an eye tip. Yeah, I paid straight cash, I never swiped it. Look down on my feet, no nats. I used to wear Prada, but LV's harder. D&G or Gucci, I know what I'm robbing. Dropped out the Gucci, but I used to be the father. Say they get it in, but these brothers getting out of. Yeah, they know where it is when I come around. Belt and creps, fam, I could have bought a run around. I've gone and done it now. Swaggers up, it ain't coming down. Ain't coming down, ain't coming down. The swaggers up, it ain't coming down. Ain't coming down, ain't coming down.
That's
down.
A contra production, yeah? Yeah, it's been production, yeah? I told you. Alright, we're gonna keep the vibe rolling, you know what it is. Back to boxes, yeah? Yeah, we're gonna ride out to this. I like the bounce, I like the bounce. Catch it. Now, you niggas are splashing, dropping off your boards, man. You ain't ready like that. Trust me. Way easy. Alright. Yeah, shouts out to Trapstar Clothing, yeah? I know everyone's trying to get hold of you, bruv. But that's what I like about you. Stay exclusive. If you got money, you'll find him. Otherwise.
Done on Blade, bruv. It's the back on boxes. Done already. Team UK. Say no more.
Your girl say to say what? Holding it down on EOTMradio.com, y'all. Yeah, folks, as always, Mixture of Arts bring creative show ideas to the world, creating that diversified audience in the process. Now, of course, you know EOTM strive to encourage, empower, and enlighten your minds with a little network because we as a team know that it increases net worth. Now, y'all, speaking of network, you already know that EOTM is always on the move, networking. Now, your girl say to say what? I don't know if you guys already know this, but I own a internet marketing firm called Get Found Online Solutions. And just so you know, for you struggling businesses out there that definitely want to get found online, Get Found Online Solutions is a service-based online business that help local business owners get found online. Now, you're probably wondering, what do we do? Well, what we specialize in is Google keywords, Google Maps, keyword research, article marketing, public relations, social media marketing, and also online radio advertising. Now you're probably wondering about the little commercial that I just played. Well, EOTM is accepting sponsors. So if you are interested in doing online advertising, EOTM definitely does it. So y'all want to definitely go ahead and contact me at 404-988-7932. Okay, now today's topic is definitely on point. Now, today's topic is on the Liberian Entertainment Awards. Now, for you guys that don't know, ever since the first annual Liberian Entertainment Awards that was held on January 31st, 2009 at the Central Pittman Community College in Charlotte, North Carolina, it has been said that a new standard of fashion, music, performance, and class has been set. Now, the Liberian Entertainment Award celebrates the accomplishments of well-known upcoming Liberians who are producing great track records in music, fashion, art, movies, sports, and within the community. Now, the Liberian Entertainment Awards was founded by Tarkus Zonin. I'm not too sure if I'm saying his name right, but I think it's Tarkus Zonin. Excuse me, Tarkus, if I'm saying your name wrong. But he is one of Liberia's creative entrepreneurs on the move. Now, I want to go ahead and let you guys hear Tarkus. So, welcome, Tarkus. You are live. What is good with you?
Hey, hello, world. What's up, Setu? How you doing?
I am so great. I am so glad to have you on the Mixture of Arts with Setu. Say, I just honor you. For those that have never heard of you, Setu,
hold on 1 second. Let me just make another introduction because I got, like I told you, I got my partner on the line with me too, Miss Moxie Hill. Moxie,
okay.
Hi to the peoples.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Yourself?
I am doing awesome. So the Liberian Entertainment Awards was founded by you and Tarkus. Can you say your name one more time for those that have never heard of you?
Me?
Yes.
So it's Maxu Hill.
Max Hill?
Yeah, Maxu, M-S-C-S-U, H-I-L-L, last name. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Okay, now, Tarkus and Max Hill, can you just enlighten us and tell us how and why did you guys come up with the Liberian Entertainment Awards?
Well, the whole idea behind the Liberian Entertainment Awards was to celebrate Liberians that excelled in within sports, within fashion industry, within films, let's say movies, and people that are just doing like great things within the community. What happened was, you know, as most of you guys are aware, Liberia has civil war, and because of the war, most Liberians migrated to the U.S. or resettled in the U.S. And surprisingly, there are Liberians who took advantage of the opportunities within the United States. Some of them educated themselves. Some of them decided to do a lot of different things that brought pride and glorification to their families and to us as a community. So what we decide, you know, you have Liberians that play within the NFL, you have Liberians that play within the NBA, you got Liberians who are great filmmakers, you got Liberians who are great musicians, they do a lot of different things. So what we decided to do was to put together a comprehensive event that will be able to celebrate all those people for all their accomplishments, you know, and that's how the Liberian Entertainment Awards came to fruition.
From your little statement, it sounds like you guys put a lot of thought into the Liberian Entertainment Awards, and I'm so glad because, you know, sometimes certain countries are underestimated, so I think personally with the whole concept of the Liberian Entertainment Awards, it might even become the next BET.
That's right.
So now my thing is this. Within the whole a Liberian Entertainment Award thing, who are some of your favorite nominees and why?
Well, the I will say this: the you know, we have a Liberian girl who is nominated for a designer, and this girl, she makes jewelry, right? She was featured on CNN. She makes jewelry, and she makes her jewelry are not made out of traditional stuff that people use to make jewelry. What she does is she takes the empty shells of bullets. Excuse me, the empty bullet shells, and then those are the ones that she actually makes her jewelry out of. You know, and you know, there were some American folks that were in Liberia. They seen, you know, her creative work, and they, you know, brought her over. And she's one of the designers that's nominated. So, and then you also have Liberians who guys like Masale. You also have guys like Michael Kieran. Will Davis, you know, those guys play, you know, professional football. You know, those are huge accomplishments. You got guys like Tama Halley that played for Kansas City Chiefs. So you do have a lot of Liberians who, I don't have a favorite, but, you know, because I can't be biased, obviously. But, you know, I'm just highlighting a few individuals who I think, you know, doing a lot of great work, you know, bringing a lot of pride to us Liberians.
What about you, Max?
What you got?
I don't have a favorite nominee, but I have a category that really stands out to me, and that's the Community Crusader, only because these are people who are out there making sacrifices and giving back to the community. And a lot of times when you give back, there's a lot that goes into it. And I just really, you know, appreciate the work they are doing, you know, within the U.S. and also out of Liberia, I mean, and out of the U.S. So that's my one of mine. That's
great, great information. Great information on that. Now, the both of you guys, I know you guys know all the juicy details and all the stuff that is going on. So can you just give us a little inside scoop of the next Liberian Entertainment Awards and what to expect from it?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. The Liberian Entertainment Award is like our version of the Grammys, our version of the Academy Awards, our version of the BET Awards, our version of the MTV, the Soul Train, whatever awards you think it is. That's our version of it. So what we do, we take a little bit of every award out there and put it together and make up the Liberian Entertainment Awards. We got great performances by a lot of talented Liberian artists. We also have a lot of different plays, a lot of, you know, great African dancers that will be dancing at night. We will be giving out awards, and there are a lot of surprises also that that will be happening at night. We actually have a Liberian musician. I didn't even know this either. You know, she's Liberian. She was one of the great musicians back in the 90s. She got a lot of hits off of, you know, I don't know if you remember CC Music Factory, but there was a Liberian lady. Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't even know she's Liberian until I call her name. But I don't want to open up these things yet. But she made a lot of hits. You know, a lot of you guys, you probably, maybe your parents or even yourself or whatever, have danced to her music, you know. And she's been out of the Liberian community for a long time. But she finally decided to come back to her roots. So she will be one of our surprise guest performers that night. There are reports of different celebrities because the award show's in Atlanta. So you have a lot of different cats that we have reached out to.
Right.
And hopefully they'll be showing up. So, you know, you never know who may be sitting next to you. So definitely
right.
encourage people to come out. And it's going to be a great two-hour event. You will love it. You know, the goal is as people walk out of the theater, to be like, wow. You know, so, you know, that night what we want to do is we want to take people to that journey where they get to experience Liberia. You know, we Liberians, I guess, we're tired of other generations or other people telling our stories. So
right.
what we decide to do is to tell the Liberian story by us Liberians, you know, versus having other people saying, oh, Liberians are da-da-da. Now it's time for us now to say, hey, we Liberians, this is how we actually are. This is our, this is, you know, display our culture, our heritage that night. So, you know, we hope that people that attend the event, when they leave, they will actually get a clearer picture, a clearer sense of how Liberians, how rich our culture is and how proud we are of being a Liberian, you know.
Right on point, Puggis. I really love the way you said that. You really said that very, very well. Now, my thing is this, Puggis. Us as Liberians, we have style. You know what I'm saying?
We do.
Like the way we dress, the way we dress, and from the way we talk, from the way we do our hair, everything is so beautiful because it's so rare and it's so natural. Now, my thing is this. As far as the Liberia Entertainment Awards, why do you think that this annual event is so important in the Liberian community and within the fashion?
Maxi, want to check on this?
It's very important because it's a time for us as Liberians to come together, not only us as Liberians, but non-Liberians to come and see, like what Takas mentioned earlier, for them to see what we're really made of. And it's something that we get to appreciate. We get to see, okay, this person is doing, you know, this great thing within this part of the world. Oh, my gosh, I'm glad to be a Liberian. And when it comes to fashion, I mean, it's Atlanta. It doesn't get, come on now. It's going to be at the best.
I know,
think the
right?
Emmys have fashion. They have nothing on what Liberians going to come through on. I hope you
guys exactly. Right.
And you know,
right.
Say to right? Let me just say something talking about fashion, right? You know, this is how dominant African fashion is becoming. If you look at the four catalog of Victoria's Secret, right? They got an African dress in the Victoria's Secret catalog. If you look at a lot of celebrities like Keisha Cole and other people, they wear these African bubble dresses, you know. So the material or the clothing is actually African, but, you know, they would make it, you know, they sold up into those bubble dresses or those fashion and contemporary dresses, you know. So that's our dominant African fashion or African design is having on the rest of the fashion world. If you look at most of these fashion shows that were held in Europe, whether it was the Paris Fashion Week or whatever the case would be, or the London Fashion Week, you see all these, you know, different designs made out of African clothing, that were on the runway. So I think, you know, that's just to tell you that we Africans, we are doing a lot of good things.
Right.
And the world is noticing what we're doing, you know, and they're embracing what we're doing. Obviously, they're seeing our creativity, they're seeing our genius, and, you know, they're incorporating those things into everyday life nowadays. So I think we should be very proud of ourselves. You know, and that's part of the reason why we encourage people who are non-Liberians to come to the event, you know, to get to experience Africa or to experience Liberia in a sense. So, you know, it's not just a Liberian event. It's something that's open to everybody, and that's why we basically encourage or inviting everybody to come out so that they can get a sense of Mother Africa.
Great, great, great information. For you guys that are just tuning in, I see some folks who were holding on for a minute but hung up. For those that hung up, definitely go ahead and call back in at 718-664-6543. Now we have some few callers on the phone that have some questions for Takis, and I want to say your name wrong. What's your name again?
Maxu.
Okay, next one, I'm so sorry. First caller I see is 401-545. You are live. What's good? Hello, you're live.
Hello.
Yeah, 401, you're live.
Nothing much. I just tuned in, and I just wanted to say hi.
You wanted to say hi. How do you feel about the Liberian Entertainment Awards?
I like it. This is my first time ever hearing about it, and so far it seems like it's a good thing. And I hope to hear more about it and learn more about it.
Are you into different cultures?
Yes, I am. Very much.
Oh, you are? Okay. Yeah. Okay. I see. All right, then.
She probably did an African guy before.
Have you?
Well, you
see, yes,
that's
I have.
That's a yes right there. See, there you go.
Yes, I have.
So check this out, right? So if you came out to the Liberian Entertainment Awards show, you know, Liberians, I want the, especially Liberian men, I want the cutest guys out there. So if you, and not just cute, but they're actually a true gentleman. You know, most Liberian men are educated. They got decent jobs. They not take care of themselves, take care of their women. Hey, for you single females out there, prefer opportunity to come in and get yourself an African guy, if I should say that. hey, same thing with the dudes that are listening to you. Liberian women, you guys think Nicki Minaj got the boom boom booms? Come and see Liberian stuff. Yeah, so.
That is so funny. All right,
you got to say Takis. That Liberian women are also educated. You got to add that, too. You know, it's not all about the body.
Yeah.
You got the
okay. Liberian women are educated. Liberian women know how to cook. Liberian women clean up the house. All that good stuff.
Thank you.
Okay, Takis, can you give out the information as far as how can folks get to the Liberian Entertainment Awards, the address and the website?
The website is LiberianEntertainmentAwards.com. So it's Liberian, LIBERIAN, EntertainmentAwards.com. All the information is on there. The event going to be on January 29th, 2011. That will be the third annual. And it's going to be at the Center Stage Theater. That's in Midtown Atlanta. So for you guys that are looking for the opportunity to go to Atlanta to experience Black Hollywood, you definitely want to get to Atlanta January 29th. So if you live outside of the, if you don't live down south, if you live in those winter states like me in Minnesota, or for you guys out east, you probably had the winter storm. perfect opportunity to get away from all the cold, get away from all the snow, get down to Atlanta. January 29th, it's going to be warm down there. Perfect winter vacation. It's going to be at Center Stage Theater. That's it's in Midtown Atlanta. And you can buy your tickets right on the theater website or just call Ticketmaster, ticketmaster.com. You can purchase your tickets on there too. And tickets are just $40. So.
That is awesome. That is definitely awesome. I like the caller that just called in. I'm going to go ahead and put you on mute. We have a next caller on the line. It is 609-353. You are live. What is good with you?
Hello, this is Detta Gordon calling. Say to say what? What's up?
Detta, thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah, I almost fell asleep. Hi, Tarkus.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm just calling to support the Liberian Entertainment Awards. I support anything that's positive in the community. I think it's a good look for Liberian people in general. And it's a great way for everybody to get together and mingle for a positive cause and upscale vicinity. And I just want to say congratulations to Tarkus for having such success, because it's very hard for Liberian people to support each other. So when they see a positive outcome, it's just going to get bigger and bigger. You're going to get better feedback. So that's why I'm calling tonight, just to show support. I will be there. All my friends will be there. We will be in the building, Center Stage Theater. In January in Atlanta.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I can't believe you stay uptown like this.
I was up on another phone call. Anyways, that we'll go back to that later. But you told me to call, so I have to support my cousin Say too.
And that is definitely the move. That
not just for Liberians. Any African come, any nationality that could come that want to experience culture and see what it's about. It's not just for Liberians. People in general.
Exactly.
Bring it out to the community, the world. Let them know a little bit about Liberia.
Oh, that's the best writer on the planet. I think she saw the show more than I did.
Well, you know, I have to give my little part.
Detta, well, thank you so very much
you
for calling.
You guys have a beautiful night.
Great.
Have a good night.
All right, cool, Detta.
All right, good night.
Good night. All right, thanks. All right, y'all, we are about to go on the commercial break. We will be right back. We are in the process of speaking with Tarkus, Zonin, and, oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Maxu Hill,
I'm so sorry. And that's kind of close to my mother's name, because my mother's name is Ramatu. So I think that's
Oh, really?
Right. Okay, well, we are about to go on break, y'all. Y'all stay tuned.
I would like to take the time to welcome you to the Foreign Affairs Trilogy, that is.
Thank you. say to say.
What?
EOTM has the lovely, beautiful, talented Say to Say on every Friday morning at 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to talk about some real issues, real love, or just be plain real, check out Say to Say on EOTM Radio every Friday morning at 1 a.m. Listen, listen in on EOTMradio.com. Call in and talk live with Say to Say. Call at 718-664-6543. You want marketing for your business? Or if you're a hip-hop artist, a rapper, singer, whatever, just get Say to Say up at SayToSayWhat at QueensOfInternetRadio.com. That's Say to Say What at QueensOfInternetRadio.com. And check her out every Friday morning at 1 a.m. Be there!
Walk town, Congo town. LIB record about to conquer this town.
See ya.
Walk city, Philly. Go home, Depot niggas with me. Y'all about to feel me.
Give me that simple instrumental.
See ya. Hey, go for them rock boys. Stay when they tap their chest. Now money let those two be getting. Go for now, you are soft. Speed up in a big old truck. Now no lobby, roll up, get rough. They talk about keep my hope, put the collar in my mouth. I know a minute thing, I get million bucks. They flock me till I cry, then they see everything I have. Now no, they won't see me for life, oh. Ha ha, but you're not know. I pick up balls in the road, baby. Get always in check, I'm gonna let you get it, holy cold. I am to the island, oh, oh, oh. I see you driving your car, let's superstar. I saw for ride. But I US, you're a child. Don't waste my time, I'm gonna work for the level need. You'll be there working on my knees. See the employer, my own job, that hoe, I'm on call. Someone giving me blows up, oh. Man, all the time, and I know. Baby, get out of the banana hole, yo. Yo, aka Gia, yo, the Estamando. Nan, I don't know him, yo, bro. Yo, kill on the pay, bro. He was beat up, bro, for Joe. Nan, kill him when he went, bro. And he full of Coco G, working for the national police. He said this in young, young, white, police. He said, I want an iron city, get a ticket, you show me how to screw up. Yo, bro, that beat up, Charlie, book up, oh. Just say flow, but you're not no. Don't let like it in the other hole. Beat that body, out the body. Why you always talking about everybody? Say you are living dead body. You getting all the money, but you're not getting love. You getting old. That's who they say you sold your soul. Now you full of history. She say for later. All those things they're making her sick. I catch her eating cassava leaf with grass. She say don't spit. She cry like her medicine. She get it. Oh. My people, y'all can't see, oh. Be that body weeping when she saw. Uncle Richard rubbing his two hands jelly, he's looking for cash. Once he did, you your hand back. He said, girl, she's a superstar on the old road. My Uncle Richard, I won't go. Now tell me, fucking with your baby. That means to see your chopper. Now you won't get me for $5. Look at chopper, won't be rapper. He saying he's song gonna come. Now know he's talking to the song. I don't know. 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 I don't roll the old road, you want to say they paving new road. In my street, this is gold. They came to this free land, let me bring people to this land. I scared to get peace out of land. So my heart's running with them, and I let you and fool them. Did I know they're riding with Buku man, oh. I'm gonna see, I tell you, Joe, y'all will soon know the Democrats, but the Democrats, all of them are weak. Oh, behold, behold, let the truth be told.
You not hear the first.
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back to a mixture of arts with your girl Say to Say What. Holding it down, y'all, on ELTM Radio. Now, y'all, we are definitely in the groove, chopping it up with Taki Zonin and Matsu Hill. I definitely said her name right. Yes.
You did.
Yes, but we are definitely chopping it up. Yeah, we have, like, a few more callers on the phone. The next caller I see is 404-578. You are live. What is good with you?
Oh, hello?
Yes.
Oh, it's me. Say two. You know, I forgot the show was on because I was tired from the other show.
Oh,
so
I
just started listening. I just got on. So what
are
y'all
talking
about?
You can't be interrupting our show over here, okay?
I beg. I'm calling to listen and support, but I kind of lost track of time.
Okay, so Ivis, what do you have to tell Tarkis and Matsu about the Liberian Entertainment Awards and their huge accomplishments?
Oh, Tarkis know what's up. You know I'm down. I've been a supporter and a fan since the very first year. I've attended each and every one. I mean, every year it gets better, and I'm anticipating a much better one this year because it's in ATL, my hometown. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to it, and hopefully each year it gets better and better. And, you know, I just wish you guys more success, and I will always be there to support and help in any way that I can. And talk knows this. So, you know, for anyone who hasn't been or anyone trying to experience something new that's from a different culture or whatever, I strongly advise you to come out and watch and see and, you know, gather up for your own, you know, your own knowledge and everything what Liberian people have to offer and what we can give. In our culture and everything, you know, it's one that's really, 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 what's the word I'm trying to use? It's worth getting to know. You know, everybody traveled to Brazil and everywhere else, but nobody really, you know, gets to really get into Liberia. And I don't hear too much of Liberia this and Liberia that. And I think it's a great thing that we're trying to push Liberia out there so people can know that, you know, this little country in West Africa does have a lot of, you know, culture and everything to it. So, you know.
Right, definitely. Oh, yeah, for you folks that don't know Ivis, one lie. Yeah, Ivis, I heard that you just started your own company with a bunch of your friends. Can you just tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Well, my friends and I, Elise, we started a clothing line on store, Elise Vintage. And majority of our clothing are vintage, but not everything is complete vintage. But you can find everything that you love to wear. We're shoppers for you. We go out, we go to specialty stores, and we pick out the best items and the best clothing, and we bring it and we present it to you guys. And also for the awards, we're also styling. So, you know, anyone that wants to contact me can style. Our website should be up first week in January. www.elisevintage.com, and that's Elise, E-L-I-A-S, Vintage, V-I-N-T-A-G-E. But I'll let Tarkis have his shine. You know, I'm not here to rain on his parade, so.
definitely. All right, Ivis, thank you so very much for tuning in with your girl.
Before Ivis go, something she didn't say too, though.
Mm-hmm.
Ivis is a ghostwriter. For the
Liberian
Entertainment Awards show. Yeah, she's better for the awards. Yep.
Oh, you did. You didn't tell me that, Ivis.
I didn't mention that, sorry.
I should beat you up because you didn't even tell me.
I'm sorry. I am. So, you know, everyone, anybody looking for some writers or for somebody to do something, I'm here. It's my first, though. I'm kind of shy, though.
Mess. But I'm pretty sure you did extremely well, Ivis, because you are the bomb in writing, definitely. But thank you for calling in, Ivis. You know I love you, girl.
Love you, too.
All
right.
Bye.
Huh?
We love you.
Love you too, Tarkis. All right, y'all. Good night.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right. Now, speaking of Tarkis, you own another company. Now, I don't know about you guys, but sometimes people start nonprofit organizations and really don't use it for its intended purposes. not Tarkus Zonin, though, but Tarkus Foundation, right, is basically dedicated to improving the lives of Liberians one shoe at a time. Now, through the Shoes for Liberia project, they are personally involved in enhancing the physical, emotional, and social well-being of Liberians in need of footwear. Now, Tarkus, can you just enlighten us about the Shoes for Liberia project? Can you just tell us more about it and how folks can donate some shoes and where they can find the website?
Yeah, the you know, just a little update on there. The Shoes for Liberia project, you know, Max and I, for some reason, she's like my, I don't know, we tend to do everything together. So we started the Shoes for Liberia project together. And, you know, what we, you know, basically growing up in Liberia, it's a terrible country. There's a lot of poverty. You know, a lot of families could not afford to buy shoes or some sort of footwear for their kids. And these kids, you know, seeing people walk miles upon miles just to go to school, walking barefooted, or to go to the market, or to do whatever they have to do, even play around with their friends barefooted, to play basketball or whatever sports, to play those things barefooted. And, you know, there is a lot of diseases or illnesses that you can get if you don't have footwear. You know, and, you know, in some of them it can be pretty detrimental to your health. So what we decided to do was, okay, we going to see how we can collect, you know, the goal was, okay, you know, going for, the organization is 1 year old, right? So our initial goal was, let's say we can get 250 pairs of shoes from September to December, so that we can, distribute those shoes to our folks in Liberia for Christmas. Surprisingly to us, we got over 1,000 pairs of shoes.
Wow, that's awesome!
Wow, yeah. So you had people going to their different colleges. Little kids in the high schools, you had people going to their jobs, people going to their churches, you know, everybody pretty much just started on this huge initiative, you know, people doing different shoe drive here and there, you know, and making these donations to us. The other thing was you had, you know, everyday people like you and myself, you know, we in the United States, we happen to be fortunate where we got a lot of shoes in our closet, especially for the females. Every season, you guys get new shoes to match that season. You know, when it's winter time, you'll bring out all the little ox boots and everything else. And then right around summer, you get your little flip-flops and the sandals and everything. So that, and some most people have to clean up their closet, you know, so to speak. So what we, what organization do is, versus trashing those old shoes, those gently used shoes, you donate them to us, and it will actually save life, put a smile on a kid face in Liberia. Because, you know, this is actual fact. There are kids that are born in Liberia. They do not, they have never, ever, never, ever owned a pair of shoes before.
Wow.
So we go to those interior places because that's our goal. We don't do the big cities. We go to the interior places, people that desperately need those shoes. And you know, that's where we go, and we donate those shoes to them. And, you know, it's a blessing to, you know, see people standing. I don't know if you've been to the, you know, folks, I invite you guys to go to the website, shoesforliberia.org. You go in there, you will see photos of grown men and women, families standing up in lines, fighting just to get, you know, a pair of shoes. Tears coming down people's eyes. You know, they're so excited that they can finally own their own, you know, their own pair of shoes that they can call theirs, you know. You know, for us, we may not necessarily know the importance of shoes because it's a norm to us, but for thousands of people in Liberia, footwear is something that's very important to them. You know, it's something that brings a great deal of pride and prevent those diseases. You know, it basically can brighten somebody's life. So that's kind of what we try to do with the project.
And just to add on to what Taka's just said, say too, we also have a team. They are known as the state directors, and these are different Shoes for Liberia representatives in the different states within the United States, and even we have people in Liberia. And these people work so hard because it's one thing to have a dream, but it's a greater thing to have a team that shares the same vision and understand that giving back is huge. So what people do in various states here, they contact these state directors, and they are listed on our website. And you just tell them, you know, you have shoes to donate, whatever, you know, they'll meet you. They'll figure out the logistics and make it, you know, make the process very painless and such an enjoyable process. And they, I just want to say on behalf of the organization, many thanks to them. They have helped us so much. And we know we cannot pay them, but we know God is going to bless them. So thanks to all the active state directors who are probably up listening. We say thank you, man. In Liberia, too. Thank you.
Definitely. I really, really admired what you guys are doing because not only are you guys into entertainment, but you guys are also into giving back to your country. That is definitely, definitely what's up. You guys, we have about a few more minutes on the Mixture of Arts with your girl. Say to say what. Thank you guys so very much for tuning in. I really do appreciate you guys listening to me every single Wednesday night, Thursday morning, and 1 in the morning, same time, same station. You already know what time it is. All right, you guys, I'm going to end it now. Thank you so very much, Tarkus and Masu. Is there one thing I want to ask you guys, one more question. Is there something, like one tip that you guys can give to those who are trying to become an entrepreneur or who is trying to start a nonprofit business?
Well, I think for me, it's pretty simple. Mike Cuban said it best, you know, the owner of the Dallas Maverick, Mike Cuban, he said it best. He said, no matter what your job is, if you are not passionate and involved in what you do, you will never get results. You know,
right.
So it's the same thing with if you're going to do, whether it's nonprofit or you're going to start your own business or whatever you decide to do, you have to have the passion for it and you have to be involved in it. You can't just say, hey, I'm gonna be an entrepreneur, and you're not involved in what you know your vision is.
Right.
Don't have that passion for it, and you expect it to succeed. So, for you know, folks that are out there, I definitely won't do that. That would be my advice to people.
From my end, I always say, if God puts a dream on your heart, don't sleep on it. Go for it. It's gonna be work. Nothing in life is easy. But
right.
There's always a result at the end. Don't give up. You know, there'll be challenges along the way, but those are things that make you stronger to achieve what you have to achieve. So go for it. Give it a shot. So,
definitely. I love it. Well, thank you both for chopping it up with me. I definitely look forward to connecting with you guys soon in the future. So I just want to say thanks for coming on, and I will
speak to you guys later, I guess.
just a quick reminder out there, folks, who are listening, Liberia Entertainment Awards, January 29th, Center Stage Together, Atlanta,
definitely.
Georgia. You definitely want to visit the website, LiberiaEntertainmentAwards.com. If you want to donate to the Shoes for Liberia project, visit the website, shoesforliberia.org. Thanks, Setu. It's a pleasure. We definitely appreciate you. You know, it's a great thing to see, you know, see a Liberian do what you do, you know, bring entertainment to a lot of people, because nowadays, you know, television is boring, so people like to listen to
exactly.
folks like you at home, you know, in the middle of the night on the laptops or on the cell phones or whatever the case would be. So we definitely appreciate what you do, you know, and we definitely we'll love to come back and chop it up with you again.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely. Well, you have a good night, okay?
All right.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, good night.
Ha ha. not gonna take. I can't even rip the mic anyway. You know what I mean? Yeah, LIB Records, Fisher Shallow. Yo, my nigga Tim. Yeah, 5-8. Where we spawn, son? F Records. Appreciate from out of records, alright?
Queen V, hottest chick in LIB, hip co all the way. You dig? F Records, V Girly. Hey, you looking kind of curly.
Who made you cry? Do not know my dad. I'm too strong. Who made